Welcome to the Feudal Podcast. I'm Ian, and making a dramatic return to the Feudal Podcast, we have Seth.
Wow.
Okay, a couple days ago, actually a couple weeks ago, actually a couple months ago, let's get this right, you got a DVR, and you've essentially been lording it over me for the last, well, few months, about how, oh, look how I can pause this and fast forward through the commercials, look at how we can watch Pumpkinhead 2, Pumpkinhead 3, Ashes to Ashes, and then fast forward through the commercials and then go back. Look at how I can, like, repeat that part about how Gulishek, like, dunked over Shaq in the Suns-Lakers game.
Gasol.
Like, five times.
Gasol,
okay. So, yeah. So you get a DVR and you can do all that nifty stuff. But amongst all this other suffering that you've inflicted upon me with it, you did see fit to apparently show me the ways. And you mentioned quite a few weeks ago that you TiVoed Teen Wolf on AMC. So I was like, I kind of seen bits of Teen Wolf. It was a huge rage when I was a kid. All the kids loved it. And I was always
I don't remember mentioning it, do you?
I don't care. But you said something about it, I think. I remember feeling really underwhelmed about the Teen Wolf hysteria that was on in the late 80s, I think, when we were coming up.
Even with the wiener shot?
Yeah, well, that's true. There was the thing about the wiener shot that apparently has been going around that they missed in the filming at the end, and we'll get to that in a second. So I get there, I'm hanging out with you, and you're like, boom, you put on Teen Wolf, like, you know, and I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna endure this for a bit and see. Eventually, already starting to work on my brain.
The real serious intro credits.
Yeah, the really serious intro credits. That's true. Thanks for remembering that. Mm-hmm. It's like it starts and it's just like white font. Black background, kind of a weird, kind of dark, creepy ambient music.
It's a freaking werewolf movie.
It's like it's a freaking werewolf movie and it's for real. And you're like, what? This is Teen Wolf, right? It's like Michael J. Fox. You're like, okay, fine. And then it starts and it's really, like, the sound design is really interesting. He's, like, breathing heavily and he's going to shoot a free throw. Because essentially it's about Michael J. Fox is a sort of...
An Aussie
from Leprechaun, as I pointed out at the beginning. I'm like, that's Aussie. He needed the brain operation in Leprechaun. So, Ozzy, who's the fat guy...
Isn't the douchebag that was the bad guy in a bunch of other movies, too?
I don't know. He might have been. But it was hard to recognize. He might have been in just one of the guys, too, but I'm not sure.
Or, like, in The Outsiders or something?
No, that was Ralph Macchio.
Okay.
So...
Is Krycek in it?
No. You think Krycek's in everything. Krycek is not in that much stuff. So what we've got is we've got Michael J. shoots his free throws, but he bricks them. Boom, loses the game. The
coach, kind of like Shaq, and then when they were playing against the Lakers.
Yes, just like Shaq. And so then the coach is like completely apathetic, and he goes and he's talking to their coach like, "Hey, why don't we just forfeit the game?" And the guy's like, "Don't you understand?"
It was
like,
Hack-a-Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
Get it?
Hack-a-Teen.
Hack-a-Teen Wolf, like Hack-a-Shaq.
Oh.
You don't get it?
No, I don't get it. It must be a reference that it's beyond me. So, cut to the locker room. Michael J. Fox and Ozzy are talking about, like, this is rough, we keep losing. And then Styles comes in, who's my favorite. Styles is the, he would be the equivalent of the booger character in I know you're going to think Revenge of the Nerds, and no. I know you're going to think Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise, and also no.
Risky Business.
I know you're going to think Risky Business, mm-hmm. No. I know you're going to think Summer Rental, kind of. I know you're going to, then you're going to finally come around and you're going to be like, Better Off Dead. And I'm like, yes, he's like Charles Dumas III. Okay, but he's not. He's Styles. I don't know. He's been in some other things, but not by much. Best shirts ever. Styles' first shirt of the movie, of Act 1, his Act 1 shirt, if you will, is it says, life sucks and then you die. Yeah, but he's walking around like he doesn't care. And he's just cool. He's this lanky guy. And then...
Remember how he put on a specific shirt just to,
it doesn't matter.
Do the surfing?
I can edit stuff out, so. No, yeah, but we'll get to that. Because this was after he did the whole thing where he was trying to buy beer and stuff. We get the sense that he gets kind of growly and a little angry, and you're like, whoa, what's up with this? And it's really just starting to seem like it's a play on it. Essentially, the film is sort of an allegory about adolescence and becoming an adult and sort of puberty and stuff. You never really get a sense of how old he is, though they are... They go to a party about halfway through it, and it's like an insane amounts of debauchery, which I'll get to in a minute. So, boom. Pretty much, The coach is just a super apathetic guy. Michael J. Fox goes in to try and talk to him about how about get some advice, and then the coach is like, "Okay, but you know, my plate's pretty full. I'm kind of busy." He's sitting there eating his Kentucky Fried Chicken, and he's like, "Listen, I mean, you know, here's the deal. You know, you got more money than I do, so I should be asking you for money," which has nothing to do with what he's trying to ask advice about. It's more about how just he feels like he's going through changes in life. But it's kind of a moot point. The point is that the coach is just kind of a funny, bizarre character. So then Michael J. Fox...
He should have had Coach play him, though.
That would have been good if Craig T. Nelson had played him. Or Luther, at the very least. It would have been... It was an old enough movie that Luther could have passed for, like, a reasonable aged coach. So, cut to Styles and his friend Lewis. And they're driving to the liquor store. Styles is figuring out a way to get a keg. So Styles goes in... He's kind of dressed up, and he's got like a tie on, maybe. Oh no, he's not playing the I'm an adult yuppie. He's playing the I'm just out of prison. All my other buddies, like, yeah, they're on parole kind of thing with the sunglasses.
Okay.
Remember, he's like my friend, you know, he's on parole. And then the old timey guy with his bow tie is reading the newspaper. He's like, gonna need to see some ID. Basically, he kicks Styles out, so Styles can't pull it off. But Styles tells Lewis, never say die. And this is why Styles is probably one of my favorite characters in all of cinema history. Because Styles never say die. And so he gets Michael J. to do it. he's like, Michael J., come on. And he doesn't call Michael J. in the movie. I forget what his name is in the movie. It's incidental. It's unimportant. It's completely useless. It's Teen Wolf.
Scott?
Yeah, Scott something. Yeah, it's Scott. He says, hey... Here, he gives him a water pistol. He's like, stick in your pocket, and you go in, and you're like, just be like, I want a keg. Give me a keg. And then you pay for it, so it's not robbery. That's what Styles says. Then you pay for it.
So everybody's done that in their day.
Everybody's been tried. Michael J. is like, here, give me the gun. I'm like, is he really going to do it? And then he throws the gun. And so then he tries to go in instead. And the guy's like, gonna need to see some ID, sonny. And then he gets red eyes, because everyone knows that werewolves also have this sort of like power, like Jedi mind trick capacity, like demonic thing. And he's like, just give me a keg of beer. And the guy gets in the keg, so he gets the keg.
Is that actually true?
No, I don't think, I think that's the first werewolf movie where that sense of like, usually it's all about like animal magnetism and violence. And so it's vaguely associated with like sexuality and like the duality of the man animal.
You ever see the one with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, Wolf with mm-hmm. Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, there was a little of that in it. I remember the line where he's like, how the fuck could you drink 7 a.m. to the guy? And he's like, oh, how would you know? You know? So he gets the keg. Styles is super happy. Styles jumps in the van with Scott. Scott's got a van. And they're driving to the party. And what did they listen to? Surf City, right?
I think so, yeah.
Surf City by the Beach Boys. Yeah. Styles... takes his sunglasses off, even though it's night, in typical Styles fashion. He puts on his like weird like 80s-ified yellow. Like,
I think they were hot pink.
They had lines drawn through them, like they were polarized or something.
Like Kanye wears in that one video.
Kind of like what Kanye wears now. And then he puts on he takes off his jacket and his leather jackety thing, and he puts on a Hawaiian shirt. And then he climbs on the roof of the van while they're driving down like freaking Main Street. I don't know, it looks like Petaluma or something.
Do not try this at home, kids.
Yes, do not try this at home. Fair warning. And he's doing some van
surf. Unless you're a Teen Wolf.
And no, or Styles. Because this is Styles now. This is the first... See, you're getting ahead of yourself. So the first van surfing scene has Styles to set the surf...
Are you going to explain the whole movie?
Yeah. Styles set... we're only halfway through. Set to... So we surf city in it for like a solid like 4 minutes. And they drive by two unremarkable jack-in-the-boxes, I remember. Or it's just a continuity error. You know, where it's just like it's a beige gray building with like the Jack in the Box logo written in like white on at the angle.
When they were showing the basketball action basketball shots, I noticed two shots that were exactly the same.
So there was some reused footage. It's possible that maybe in the edit the director wasn't. I don't know the backstory. This stuff happens in films all the time. You know.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf is still a classic.
You use the same shots, two Jack in the Boxes, some guy's penis hanging out.
Yeah, exactly. These things happen.
Happens to Ian all the time in real life.
So then Styles finally wises up and he gets inside the van and they pull up at the party and they got the keg. Styles got the keg. He's coming in. Teen Wolf's coming in. He's looking for this girl. I forget her name. Do you remember her name?
Which one?
The woman, the quote-unquote hot 80s chick, the blonde.
No, it's like
it was like it was Pamela. It was Pamela. Okay. Yeah. So he sees Pamela and he's like, hey, what's going on? Or something. He does something, says something really stupid, and then she's like, not with you. And then little walks away. She's like totally abrasive about it. So it's one of those crazy 80s parties where, like...
She's a bitch.
Yeah, what's the point of being at one of these 80s parties when it's just filled with people and it's just, like, rows of heads and Crocodile Dundee's, like, walking on a bunch of people to get to somebody or something. It's, like, that dense.
It wasn't that dense.
It was pretty dense, though. But then style...
It wasn't, so, like, House Party dense.
Okay, true. It wasn't House Party or House Party 2 dense. It was, like, House Party 3 dense.
Did I ever see House Party 3?
Yeah, it had David... From Real World 2.
Stinky. Instead of Martin?
Instead of Martin.
In lieu of Martin?
In lieu of Martin. So, Scott Stiles...
Stinky.
You think it's totally set up for, like, typical 80s situation where it's, like, the nerd guy Scott and his, like, nerd friend Stiles are, like, kind of, like, not welcome, but because they got a keg, that will get him in. So Stiles comes in, he's like, where am I supposed to put this keg? Like, the guy, and then he's like, over there. And there's, like... 15 other kegs, so Stiles feels kind of like, oh, that's too bad, I went to all this trouble to get this keg, and now it doesn't matter. Then cut to, like, 2 hours into the party, and there's a bunch of people surrounding this thing, you're like, what's going on, is it like a cockfight, are people in a fight? They push the camera in, and you see these two people covered in whipped cream that are, like, hog-tied to each other.
Right.
And everyone's counting down. And Stiles is standing over it like, you know, like it's the deer hunter or something, and he's collecting money. And it's just insanity. Everyone's just screaming debauchery. And you're like, you don't even know what they're counting for, because it's not like anything changes. Like, were they trying to get free from each other or something? They were, like, tied together.
I think there was some kind of time limit or something, maybe.
But it didn't make any sense. So then,
drunk.
The thing is, and this is why Stiles, one of my favorite guys around, Stiles was running this party, basically. And you were like, at the beginning of the party, like, wait, Stiles is the geek guy, he brought another keg, that's not going to get him anything. But he's got the party on lockdown, let's just say. Because what's going on is everyone gets a different person's name, and then Stiles comes up with a scheme for them. I think it's probably at least organized. Cause
remember when he tells Oz he's going to have to eat all the Jell-O?
Yeah, but when you're getting ahead, again... He's got his assistant with the top hat. Did you notice the assistant with the top hat and the little outfit? And she's walking around, and people are drawing names out of it. And so, you know, so Ozzy draws some chick's name, and then this chick draws, you know, so that means that Ozzy has to, you know, make out with her or something. In a normal, stupid party, that would be the way it would be. Not in a Stiles party. Stiles is like, whoa! You know, he's running the show like it's the Thunderdome or something. And he's like, they bring over like a whole bowl full of this disgusting looking green jello, you know.
Looked like regular green jello, not.
Yeah, but regular green jello is pretty jello is pretty disgusting.
Wasn't there a song called Green Jello?
No, there was a band called Green Jello.
Green Jelly.
And then they changed it to Green Jelly, yeah. And it was the one about the little pigs. Okay, so he's like, you have to eat this whole bowl of jello, and then the chick that has his name is like, what am I supposed to do? And he's like, you're gonna hold the jello, and he pours the jello down her shirt. And you're like, what the hell kind of high school party is this? Stiles just jumped the shark on the high school debauchery. And you know that he did, because then Baloo, or Babaloo, or whatever her name, Papa Bear, let's just go with Papa Bear from the Jungle Book. Her name is Papa Bear from the Jungle Book, Baloo, comes up, and she's like, I got Scott's name. Bold-faced lie. Because Pamela actually got Scott's name. But, you know, Pamela just lets this play out. So Blue has a little crush. She's the nerdy but hot chick, I guess is what you'd say. You know, she's the, like, kind of,
no, she wasn't
kind
all
of
that. I mean, I
she
know.
Wasn't all that. She was kind of like, I don't know. She seemed more interesting to me than Pamela.
It's hard to judge in the 80s. You know?
It is hard to judge, but for 80s standards, I would say that she was better than Pamela, more attractive at least. I thought she was more attractive. But she's like, you know, I got Scott, and so then he's like, oh, here's Scott, and Scott is like, Blue and Scott are friends, and but it's kind of like there's this thing maybe with, well, it doesn't matter. But it seems kind of like Stiles is into Blue, too. Or, like her and him kind of like... They're like friends that hang out a lot. Yeah, we're rolling.
It's been 15 minutes. You haven't got the Teen Wolf yet, man.
I know. That's because it takes a while. You got to earn it. I know. It's just about to happen. Just about to break. So then...
Tell me.
Then... She, So he's like, oh, here you go. Here's what you're going to do. And he puts him in the fucking closet for 7 minutes. 7 minutes in heaven. This is Stiles' next big scheme. Les aim, that's what I say. But Stiles is still cool in my book. It's just, you know, they can't all be winners, right? So in there, Teen Wolf starts Teen Wolfing it up, and he gets claws and stuff, but because it's dark, you can't tell. And he's like, he gets really into it. And at first, you know, he's not, because it's like it's his friend, and she's into him, but he isn't. He's kind of oblivious, because he's into Pamela.
Very good analysis there.
And then she's like, you're hurting, you're scratching me up, you're beating me up. And then, so Styles opens the thing, he's like, it's been quiet in there for a while, let's see if they're still alive, you know, like a joke, and he opens it up, and they're both, things are kind of meek, and it kind of feels like a date rape just happened.
You're like explaining the entire movie.
And then she walks away, and she's all cut up in the back, and it's, like, essentially terrible. At that point, Teen Wolf gets home from the party, a little drunk, a little screwed up, he turns into full Teen Wolf in the bathroom, and his dad's like, son, what's going on in there?
Like we all do.
Uh-huh, like we all do. And he's like, Dad, I don't think you want to come in. And so then the dad opens the door, and he sees the dad is also Teen Wolf. And
he's not a teenager. He's not a Teen Wolf. He's just a werewolf.
Yeah, but I mean...
And he ate his wife, because the mother's never in it.
The mother's never in it. We have no idea what happened to her. Yeah. So the assumption is that he went all Teen Wolf on her at some point and ate her.
Exactly. Or...
Yes. So then it seems like, oh, it's a genetic thing. Ha ha ha. This is the big joke. This is the big allegory about... You know, like, whatever the sins of the father, I've passed this on to you, and now you have to deal with this. And you have to learn that just because you have this ability to be, like, crazy monster or animal doesn't mean you should misuse it. With great power comes great responsibility, so on and so forth.
No!
It was
a freaking teen wolf movie. They had none of that in it.
Sure, it's all subtext. Subtext. Man. We handle subtext on the Feudal Podcast.
That was subtext.
Okay. And so, basically, cut to him playing basketball. They're getting creamed again. Coach just doesn't care.
He turns into Teen Wolf.
And he turns into Teen Wolf.
Right.
And then everyone's kind of freaking out.
Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, nobody saw that coming either. Everyone's kind of freaking out. And then, boom, he just, like, he rules. And then the rest of the movie is pretty much a montage of him being Teen Wolf. Because which includes another montage of him doing surfing. Not on his van, but on Styles' wolf van.
And I like how they the science behind the fact that wolves have like superior like jump shot abilities and so forth.
Yeah, that they can and jump both jump shot and free throw ability
and dribble between the legs and like behind the back passes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that stuff. So basically, werewolves are awesome at basketball.
Yes.
Something that the Suns could probably look into.
Ooh.
I know. And so it's like a huge montage. It's set. Oh, also the music is fantastic. The music is a lot of like punctuated key, like synth mashing. Like, so it's like, na 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 na. And you're like, was that the music? And then it's like, da na na da.
Enough of that.
Da na na da da da. It's very like schizophrenic and staccato. Which I love. And so then cut to basically Teen Wolf starts like, he starts stealing the ball from his own players and from his like teammates, and he starts thinking he's all that, and he's kind of thinking that Pamela's kind of acting like she's into him.
Who do you think would win a fight between Teen Wolf and Leprechaun?
That's interesting. They both have Ozzy to contend with.
What if Leprechaun was like 14 shots down at like some Irish?
Oh, you mean a basketball game? Yeah. Oh, shots, not shots. I get you. Yeah,
no, both.
Both. Leprechaun was like 14 shots.
Yeah.
He was doing that thing like in Leprechaun 2 where they're like, hey, check it out. And down at the end of the bar, and Leprechaun's like, gosh darn it. Okay, so he's thinking he's all that. Pamela's kind of acting like she's into him, but she's really being kind of a cock tease because she's still got her boyfriend, and it's like, that's annoying because he hit that in the dressing room, but like, she's a slut, so it doesn't matter. You know, she still like wants to love the douchebag guy because, you know, she's a hot chick and that's all that they know. And so now he's feeling kind of dejected, and his dad's kind of like, you know, just because you have this ability, this monstrous ability, you have to learn to control it. You have to learn to tame the beast, which is kind of the main theme of the story.
The exact words he used.
Is you've got to learn to, it's at times of incredible stress, you could free or unleash the beast. But the true hero learns how to control it and use it for good. And learns that he himself is more than that.
A lot of subtext
in Teen Wolf. And so then he ends up they end up at the championships, and he shows up at the last minute to play with his team, kind of like at the halftime or something. And they end up winning because like all the other team who have pretty much been carried by him the whole time as Teen Wolf end up somehow have gotten really good, even though they have an apathetic coach who what are his three rules again?
Never play cards with somebody that has
the first name of a city.
Yeah, never date a girl that's got a dagger tattoo.
No dagger tattoo. And then the first one was the best one.
The middle one.
No, that was the first one was,
don't rape me and take my baby.
Yeah, don't rape me and take my baby. Now, we don't know. Who cares? It's irrelevant, but it's kind of funny. It's another character thing. Really, Teen Wolf, if you will, is a character study. It's similar to Kafka's... similar to Kafka's The Metamorphosis, if you... about the guy that turns into the bug.
Because he turns into a wolf. From the Odyssey?
No, it's not that. It's not adapted from the Odyssey. You're thinking of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? So anyway, so end of the game, Teen Wolf makes his free throws and beats the
bad guy. I love how they had the game end on freaking free throws.
Yeah, that is really like the epitome of anticlimactic, but it is a bookend to the beginning where he lost at free throws playing that same team.
And then they're celebrating, the guy whips out his wiener.
Basically, they're all hooray, and then one of the extras apparently pulls his pants down. And Seth and I were looking like this because he has TiVo. Apparently, so you can pause stuff.
Ian was doing. So
finally we see, but all we catch is the last part of it. Like they obviously cut it out, but we forgot the other part about how they at the dance. The dance was where I was having like a nervous breakdown because the dance was so 80s-ified. It wasn't even. It was like there was this like soul sounding song that had a vocoder in it. And it was like, rah, 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 and everyone were doing this weird... You thought they were doing the Thriller dance, and it was kind of like a parody. It was like, maybe they didn't have the rights to Thriller or the Thriller dance, so they just sort of made it
up. Right, and he's a freaking Teen Wolf.
And he's a freaking Teen Wolf, and he's Teen Wolfing his way through a parody Thriller dance with vocoders. And it's you should really watch it, because it's got like a great bit. It's actually a pretty quick movie, 1980s. Teen Wolf. It talks about how...
Almost as good as Pumpkinhead 3.
Ashes to Ashes. Yeah. It talks about how if you are on a basketball team and someone's really good, and you can let them play the whole time, and then at the end, you'll be able to do as well as you need to help win the game, and you'll all have pride and courage in your heart, and that'll be that. And that's Teen Wolf. Boom.
Ow!
Ow! What are your conclusions on Teen Wolf? Was it worth the time? Are you interested in seeing Teen Wolf 2 with the Bateman, where they go to college?
Bateman?
No.
Not really, no.
Okay. Fantastic.
Sorry. That looks like a raccoon in that painting. See with the eyeball there, the little nose, the neck, little ear.
What? Raccoon?
Yeah, see? Eye, nose, ear. I mean ears. Well, like a raccoon's in the table.
Okay, yeah, you're right, it does.